The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're up on the stream, and we are very excited to get to the phone lines and welcome in Ron Jaworski, member for Monday Night Football, Eagles quarterback for many, many years, quarterback expert. Jaws, what up,
man? And a number one dude.
Mitch, Finley, great to be with you guys. What a performance yesterday. What a great football game. I'm sure everyone is very, very happy in the nation's capital.
Yes, they are. Have you ever seen a game where a team has five turnovers and still win the game?
It's funny. I do the post-game show for here in Philadelphia after the game. The first thing I'm looking at is to peruse the stats real quick. The Eagles scored 33 points, took the ball away five times, controlled the ball for 36 minutes and 18 seconds. You got to say, well, they won by 21. They lost the football game. That shows the great resilience that the Washington Commanders have right now.
I mean, you couldn't have said a better word than resilience. And I want to get to his overall performance, but what about a young quarterback, a rookie quarterback, and he throws a pick with less than 3 minutes to play in a game where his team's had this crazy comeback, and then they get the ball again. He gets another shot at it and goes down for the game-winning touchdown. What can you say about Jaden Daniels?
Well, you guys may recollect what I said about him in the first meeting between the Eagles and the Commanders earlier this season. I thought he was the best young quarterback I have ever seen. And I know that's a bold statement, and I know maybe some people may say outlandish, but you know, I've studied him coming out of college. I studied the first few games of the Commanders, and I saw something very special in this young man. I said he had a great, great beginning of his career. Now, against the Eagles that first game of the season, he didn't play well because he was injured. He had the rib problem, and it was obvious when I looked at the tape after that game. There are throws I know he could make. I've seen him make, and just didn't have the zip in the ball because of the injury. So, I knew it wasn't the kind of performance you expect to see out of Jaden, but he come back this week, and he made plays that are just, you know, he made mistakes in the game, and the thing is, you know, he has one of the great attributes that all quarterbacks must have, and that is amnesia. You have to be able to forget. When things aren't going well, you got to forget about him. You can't linger. You can't let him bother you. And he has that great quality of amnesia. Forgets the bad plays and moves on to the next play and makes great plays.
He was simply amazing yesterday. Jaws, not to zero in on one play, because there are a number of good ones, but the throw from Jaden to Terry McLaurin for Washington's first touchdown, when Terry kind of sealed it, he was going to make it, like, he kind of sold it was going to be a quick out, and then he kept that route going into the end zone. I mean, I'm sure you've watched it and dissected it by now. What did you make of that specific play?
Well, again, that's just being an athlete. Sometimes you ad-lib. It's not perfectly designed. Designed well, but not perfectly designed, and you just make a play. I thought the touchdown pass to Crowder was really the great throw of the game, because if you look at that, when he threw the football, and by the way, great design by Cliff Kingsbury. You know, he had a little switch release, which threw the Eagles' defense off and created a little separation in the back of the end zone. So Kingsbury did a great job of design, but the anticipation was just phenomenal. And Bond probably didn't get the depth he needed to get to stop that ball being thrown, but I'm not sure even if he took a perfect drop, he could have stopped that completion from happening. It was a great anticipation throw, a terrific route by Crowder, and they win the ball game. There are a number of plays throughout the game. The fourth down play where he runs for the first down. My God, you know, this is the best defense in the NFL. He was doing these things against. It wasn't some slappy defensive team. You know, the Eagles have arguably the best defense in the NFL on a 10-game winning streak, and they couldn't shut him down with the game on the line. So, you know, that's a special quality that Jaden has.
And like, I've looked at him, Jaws, and like, I watch a lot of young quarterbacks when they come in the league, and they don't throw to a spot. They throw to a person. That dude seems to throw to a spot. So that's also, he has a step ahead of a lot of young guys where they don't seem to have that in their repertoire.
I totally agree with you. The one thing, the anticipation throws are there with Jaden. Like, you know, a lot of guys, when guys are open, it's the NFL. They hit them. Hell, you watch college games, if guys are open, they hit them. You have to throw the football before receivers are open. And I had a simple rule, and, you know, one of my great coaches, Hall of Famer Sid Gilman, I had it for a number of years. He would always say, if the receiver sees the ball in your hand, you're late. If the receiver sees the ball in your hand, it's too late. You must anticipate the throw, get the ball out of your hand. So when that receiver turns, the ball is already in the air. That means you have precise timing and rhythm in the passing game. And we've seen that from Jaden really ad nauseum through so far this season.
He's been so impressive. Talking with our friend Ron Jaworski, you can follow him at Jaws CEO QB. Jaws knows the quarterback position at a really high level. Jaws, when you watch Jaden week after week after week, you could also tell, I think, that he had that little patch where he clearly wasn't healthy. He seems all the way healthy, but unfortunately for Washington, and certainly Philly's defense is a part of this, but Washington now has really been unable to run the ball in three of their last four games. Was there something you saw yesterday that made them ineffective? Was it just the Eagles' defense? And how can the Commanders get the run game going again, especially going into what looks like it's going to be a playoff season?
Yeah, and I think, you know, they're going to need to get that running game going. You can't rely on your quarterback just making plays with his arm. And, you know, I'll look at it this way. Look at the Eagles team. You know, when Jalen Hurts went out of that game, it wasn't the same football team because you took away the bootlegs, you took away the quarterback draws, you took away the RPOs, you took away half the Eagles' offense when Jalen Hurts goes out of the game because that's how they designed their offense. Now, I'll switch that to the Commanders. I think they should do more runs with Jaden Daniels involved in the running game. You know, because you've got to stretch the field not only vertically from end zone to end zone, but sideline to sideline in the running game. Now, you stop the pursuit backside. That's what has helped Saquon Barkley have all these yards. The fact that Jalen Hurts has the ability to keep the football and run with the RPOs, with the bootlegs, with the waggles. So defense must defend the entire field. I think if you probably the next step would be get Jaden involved more with the running game. You know, and he's had over 600 yards. I mean, it's not like he's not involved in the running game, but more of those designed runs where you keep the defense balanced. I would think that's the next step in his evolution.
See, I kind of feel like the fact that he's involved is going to eventually open it up for more of the running backs. Because I look at the game yesterday. Saquon, first half, had 109 yards. First quarter, had like 4 minutes left over. Right. And then the rest of the way he had 41. You're right. When you don't have that quarterback that can put pressure on the edges, you can play that run game a lot better. And they could, with Jaden, he can help the run game a little bit more. But I think it was too much concern here about, oh, he might get hurt. Well, he's been protecting himself lately.
Oh, I agree. That's always the number one thing. You don't want to put your quarterbacks in harm's way. And look what happened with Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
I mean, the league is, and I say in a very positive way, is protecting the quarterback from concussions and all players from concussions. They're very serious. I've had them. Mitch, you've probably had them yourself, and we know how serious they can be and where you are for a while after a concussion. I think the league has done the right thing. But the quarterbacks must learn to protect themselves. Jalen got hurt. He should have slid. He looked like as he was running, I've looked at the play probably 30 times already, he was starting to slide and stayed up to get a couple extra yards. That's stupid. Jalen's not. He's a smart player, but that was stupid trying to get a couple extra yards. You must protect yourself. The league is trying to protect the quarterbacks and players from head injuries and concussions. So you don't want to put your quarterback in harm's way, but sometimes, you know, in the outcome of the game, to determine the outcome of the game, you have to do that with your quarterback. You're going to have to take some risk. But he's also got to be well aware to protect himself when the hit is coming and getting down.
And I think also, like, they had a call yesterday where they picked the flag up where Pickett waited super late to slide. You know, I think the quarterbacks have to understand, if you're going to slide, slide. Don't wait until that guy starts touching you to slide, because that's where you put I think you put everybody in harm's way then.
Yeah, and I agree. And there probably would have been the penalty call. It was called. It was picked up because he did not hit Pickett in the head. So that was a good call by New York, or the referees got together in the sideline. I didn't see exactly how it happened, but he did not get hit in the head. So it was absolutely the right call to pick up. It looked like it was coming in for a hard hit, which is football. You look to hit people hard and you'll make that thunderous hit. You know, but hey, it didn't happen. It didn't hit the helmet. So the referees, I think, did the right thing in that to pick the flag up.
Talking with Ron Jaworski here. You can give him a follow at Jaws CEO QB on X. And, of course, Jaws, a Pro Bowler during his playing days, most of them in Philly. Jaws, for Washington to get that win, it's funny how Brian and I were talking about this. Like, the conversation around the Commanders kind of seems like one of these where the goalposts keep moving, where, oh, they're pretty good. Oh, they can't beat any good teams. Now they beat Philly, but Hurts was out, and you get Pickett in that game. I think the offensive performance to put up 36 and to come back at the end like that kind of outpaces the fact that Hurts wasn't there to do it against a really good Eagles defense. What do you make just of the progression over the course of now 16 weeks and what Washington has built?
Well, statistics bear it out. You know, scoring 22 points, you know, in the fourth quarter yesterday to win that football game. The Eagles in their previous 10 games haven't given up 20 points in an entire game. They'd have to get up 20 points in an entire game the last 10. So to put 22 with the game on the line, you know, to win the game, you know, against a really statistically the best defense in the NFL, and I would say probably from an overall talent, best defense in the NFL. They've had guys, you know, defensive line's been awesome. Linebackers have been surprisingly great. You know, two rookies in the secondary playing phenomenal football. It's a young defense that is coordinated by Vic Fangio doing a great job. But, you know, it's a week-to-week game. You got to show up every single week. And yeah. I thought, you know, Cliff Kingsbury did a great job. The one thing that I can see, maybe I'll put my fan hat on, okay. You know, not an analyst hat, but energy. There seems to be a renewed energy that Dan Quinn has brought to the organization. Cliff Kingsbury, Dan Quinn, you know, these are outstanding coaches. And I'm not directing any animosity to Ron Rivera, who I thought did a good job. There's some good people in the organization prior. But there seems to be a rejuvenated sense of the fans are excited. Yeah, winning certainly does help. You got a good young quarterback, so you know you got the future bright for a decade with Jaden Daniels. But I think as an overall, you see the energy, despite things going south, you know, turning the ball over, making mistakes, there wasn't like, oh, woe is us. It's not the old Commanders throwing in the towel. You know, it's like, hey, we're going to battle, we're going to fight. And I think a lot of that is Dan Quinn has instilled a great feeling amongst that team in the locker room.
And like you've said Cliff Kingsbury name a few times here, and a lot of people like give Cliff a lot of hell. They don't believe in a lot of things. You talked about his design early. What you've seen from him so far, what would you grade it?
Well, I think you said it best: design and understanding, and you know, a little nuance, like, you know, the touchdown pass to Crowder, you know, a switch release which confused the defense once the ball stepped. Little things like that. That if you look at, he's been very good at. He didn't have success as a head coach in the NFL, but he's always been an excellent designer of X's and O's. Going back to his playing college days, how he executed coaching in college, how he did a great job of designing, and what he's now done in the NFL by designing and getting the players to execute. It seems to me, I don't know their playbook, but when I watch them play, it seems to be a simple offense with nuances that always cause some confusion for the defense. So I think the future looks very bright offensively for the Commanders.
Well, Jaws, you know what I find interesting, specific to Cliff, and I think they did this defensively too. I mean, Saquon was killing them, and then they're able to make an adjustment, right? Like in the second quarter on, but certainly the second half, they slowed Saquon way down.
What is the kryptonite of the running game? Penetration.
There you go.
I think I was watching ESPN this morning. They were showing a stat: 5 times. Saquon was tackled for losses. 5 times. I don't know if he's had 5 times all year tackled for losses. The defensive line was getting penetration. Now, again, a lot of those are when Hurts went out, so it was almost just pedal to the metal from the defensive line and linebackers. They were just going to attack because, you know, you didn't have a running quarterback or mobile quarterback in there. Made a difference when, you know, when Pickett was in the game. So that made a difference. But I think the key to it was penetration. They were defeating the Eagles' offensive line, which I think many would argue is the best in the NFL. But
yeah.
The Commanders' defensive line really showed up yesterday.
For sure. And then in the second half, I noticed Washington was ineffective running the football, and their backs put a couple balls on the ground. They almost went full air raid in the second half. It was 4 wideouts. There wasn't a lot of run. What did you think of that decision from Kingsbury?
Well, what's the definition of insanity? You do the same thing over and over again.
True. Yeah.
Getting a different result. They couldn't run the football, you know. And Brian Robinson was having a tough time holding on to the football. Maybe next week, next time they play, if they do, it'll be a playoff game. He shouldn't talk about, you know, the Eagles aren't as good as the Commanders are. So sometimes you can't overload your butt with your mouth. So that does happen occasionally in this game, as we know. But clearly, I think they changed the game plan, and they executed the game plan a lot better, you know, once they realized they couldn't run the football.
Have you ever noticed that, like, sometimes you know what a team does? They run the ball, they do different things. Then they completely change their game plan, like in the middle of a game, and it throws the defense off.
Oh, I think that's what good coaching is, you know, because when you put a game plan together, Brian, you play with a lot of different coaches. Everyone's got different ways of doing it. You put a game plan together. You spend all this time putting a game plan together, and all of a sudden you play a quarter of the game and go, this isn't exactly what we expected.
Yeah.
This is exactly what we practiced. So the good coaches, the coaches that can, you know, deviate from their original game plan and scout, do the self-scouting during the game, have people up in the press box that are really good at seeing and analyzing what the defense or the offense is doing that you're playing against. When you have coaching staffs that communicate that and you adapt during the game, that to me, that shows the teams that have not only the adaptability to win, you know, with the game plan originally designed, but to change during the game, and that's what the good teams do.
Yeah, I mean, you saw it yesterday for sure. Jaws, kind of going forward here, predicting this thing out, obviously Washington's got to the best way for them to get in is just to win next
week
against Atlanta, right? There's other ramifications and stuff. How do you see the top of the NFC shaking out? Philly now falls a game behind Detroit and Minnesota, but those two teams are going to play each other. Who do you think gets the one seed, and who do you think is the best team in the NFC?
Yeah, I actually thought, you know, going into yesterday's game, the Eagles were clearly the best team in the NFC.
They
played the best. They're a young team. They're a young team that was getting better every single week. You know, I think kind of there's the groundswell. The Eagles are the team to beat. I still think they are, but the one thing you do not know about is Detroit's health. If you'd asked me this a month ago, I would have clearly said Detroit, but they lost so many players on defense that I thought, wow, they're just going to have a hard time stopping anybody. But they've kind of weathered the storm. They've solidified things. They're getting some players back. So, you know, right now I'd probably give a slight edge to Detroit Lions, the best team in the NFC.
Am I crazy? I think Minnesota ends up getting this one seed. I just think the Vikings having that heads-up game against Detroit at the end of the year – maybe I'm nuts. I don't know. But
hey, no one knows right now. That's the beauty of why we're doing these shows.
That's
we can
true.
Talk about it. The only thing that bothers me about Minnesota, and I know he's having a great year, but your quarterback has got to play well in big games. And Sam Darnold, to me, I just don't trust him. He hasn't been in enough big games. You know, if you look at his history, he hasn't performed in games in the regular season when they've been important or significant games. So, I know it's a different story. He's got a really, you know,
you're
Kevin
right,
O'Connell does a great job with that team. He's got his hand in the offense. They got great wide receivers. They can run the football a lot better right now. I know their offensive line is a lot better, but I just don't trust Sam Darnold.
Dude, a lot of people don't.
It's hard to. We have
what's the foundation to say, yeah, this guy's going to get it done? I haven't seen it. And maybe it'll come to fruition, but I just haven't seen enough to say he's the guy.
We have years and years of visual evidence of him not being the guy. Well, and Jaws, I think it's important to point out, I don't think the Eagles are out of this run for the one seed either, even with that third loss now, because Detroit has at San Fran, and then they've closed with the Vikings, and the Vikings have the Packers and then the Lions. I think it's very possible at least one of these teams is getting a third loss because they play each other.
I mean, there's a chance, but I think as I saw the analytics, which were all so ingrained, now the Eagles' chance of getting, you know, the bye week in the number one seed are about 5%. So
yeah, that adds up.
I still think I'd like to say, oh yeah, we got a good shot, but that's a long shot at 5%.
Yeah,
I think there's a pretty good chance Washington's coming up to Philly in mid-January for this wild card game. That'd be a pretty pretty rabid,
that'd be a juicy game.
No. We don't want to see James. We do not want to see that dude, man.
I get it. Hey, Jaws, thank you
appreciate
for making
you,
time
Jaws.
For us, man. Have a great holiday and Christmas
season. You guys
are
the best, man. Merry Christmas.
All right, brother. Take care, man.
Thank you.
Ron Jaworski, just an all-time great guy. I love hearing that voice.
Good dude, man.
One of the best analysts out there. We're going from Jaws to you. That's right. Now is the time for you to use your voice.
You.
Tell us what you saw yesterday. It's credit pie time on the Fan. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067.